You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 21-10, now 9-4. And Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 6-1, now 7-1. Derek, Craig Shakespeare made a couple of changes for the game with Everton last weekend before that midweek clash with Atletico Madrid, and they were beaten 4-2. It's reasonable to expect something similar, but I reckon it could be even more pronounced this week. 1-0 loss in Madrid, by no means irretrievable. There's little to gain here for Shakespeare. To put out a strong side would be suicide, really.
Yeah, and they've got defensive problems as well, haven't they? You know, I think Wes Morgan's still injured, and even if he was fit, he wouldn't be risked because he's facing a fitness battle for next week. I can't see them trying a leg. They're safe now in the league. I can't imagine this being the greatest game. Just 3 points cover seven teams between 10th and 16th in the Premier League, I noticed today. The word useless also covers them, by the way. I've got to go for Palace because, you know, I wanted them to go down when Hippo Head took over, purely because Hippo Head took over. But there was a sneaking suspicion that even when he lost three of his first four games, I think it was, you thought, well, the players he's got there, I mean, I could take over that club and keep them up. And sure enough, they're playing their reputation warrants. They're playing well now, Palace. They've got good players there. Obviously Leicester have because they won the league last season, but Palace have got good players who've got it all who are still playing. Leicester, I think, in the league are giving it up now. They're safe. They've only got it. They've only got the Champions League on their mind, and rightly so. I've got to go for Palace here.
Crystal Palace, Derek's pick at 4-5. They are on a good run of form, playing really well, won five of their last six, and they did, as we've mentioned, absolutely annihilate Arsenal on Monday night, winning that game 3-0. He's got his team playing now, Tom, and Wilfred Zaha as well is looking like the player he's always threatened to be.
Well, he is, yeah, and it's just taken him a long, long time, hasn't it, to prove that he can do it, but he has only done it over a short period of time. I mean, there was a lot of talk on Monday night. Obviously, a lot of the reaction was about Arsenal and how bad they had played. But, Palace were getting their fair share of praise as well because they did play well. And they had to. But they've got players that were threatened and hurt most Premier League teams. I'd just hold back Palace fans on the Andros Townsend for England shouts again because that didn't take long for that one to sort of come back. These players are fleeting players. They're players that have proved it over their careers that they do it in fits and bursts. They don't do it consistently, which is why they're at a club like Crystal Palace. So when they're hot, they're very hot, as they were under Pardew for that run. Do you remember, at away from home, they were winning every week and everyone was flying. And when Palace are in a good vein of form as they are right now, you have to be backing them. And I would back them against most teams, particularly at Sellers Park. I still think, watching that game on Monday, I know they were 3-0 up against a London rival, but the atmosphere at Sellers Park is probably as good as any ground in the Premier League because there's nothing artificial about it. It's the old ground. And Leicester are going to make loads of changes. I mean, Craig has been made five changes before. He's likely to make a similar sort of amount. We're all focused on the Champions League. So a bit similar scenario to Manchester United. They're up against a form side in Crystal Palace, and I can't look past that. I would say as well, what Sam Allardyce is doing, I mean, he does get into players, doesn't he? Zaha's playing well. Punchin, he's made captain. Townsend is a threat. But Benteke also, Benteke, I know he didn't score on Monday, but he's looking more and more like the player who was, of course, flying for Aston Villa a few years ago. So I like 9-4 here for Benteke to score in a Palace win, so that's going to be my selection.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.